Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Fairgrove Fire Department had a lot to report during this month's village meeting. Department member Jace Henry received Tuscola County's Firefighter of the Year Award. The department was approved to apply for a $9,500 grant for turnout gear, as well as to apply for a $50,000 grant for additional gear. Regarding the funding, approval was given to apply for $3,935 for a taser for the police department, and the contract with the Village of Akron for police services was renewed for $15,000. As part of the parks development, the Caro Community School District was also contacted about the possibility of getting playground equipment from the Shaw School when it closes in a few months. It was also noted that Occupational Safety and Health Administration small space training needs to be completed before April the 1st. There will also be a meeting for the West Street project at 6 p.m. on April the 6th, with a regular village meeting to follow. And in other news for today, the city of Vassar has dealt with devastating floods on and off for decades, but flooding incidents have been minimal since the reconfiguration of the Moore Drain in 1995. Back in 1986, the downtown area was about 26 feet underwater, with only the second story of some buildings being above the flooding. Because city officials do not want to take any chances, they approved extending a contract to continue monitoring the Cass River levels. Monitoring the river levels outside of Caro would allow the city to protect what Cass River levels may be in Vassar over the next 24 to 48 hours. The total of the new proposal to extend the contract is $33,500, which is slightly higher than the previous five-year span. The council is also approving moving forward with the Oak Street Rehabilitation Project after some wording wasn't changed initially. The project was at first listed as being a Michigan Department of Transportation project when it's actually a City of Vassar project. With that correction now done, the project is ready to move forward. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. A Port Hope man is facing the possibility of a lengthy prison sentence after authorities say he took a pickup truck without permission and then crashed it into a stop sign late last year. 54-year-old Frederick Arthur McCoy entered a no-contest plea this week in Huron County's 52nd Circuit Court for unlawful driving away of a motor vehicle. Because of his status as a habitual offender, the charge carries a potential sentence of up to 10 years behind bars. Prosecutors say the incident occurred on New Year's Eve in Huron Township when McCoy allegedly took a friend's truck without permission and then crashed it, leaving the vehicle heavily damaged after striking a stop sign. Court records show McCoy has prior felony convictions, including arson, receiving or concealing a stolen vehicle, and domestic violence in Saginaw County. Under a plea agreement, prosecutors will not pursue additional habitual offender enhancements. McCoy is also required to pay full restitution to the truck's owner, and the Michigan Secretary of State's office could suspend his driver's license for up to a year. Sentencing is scheduled for May 18th before Judge Gerald M. Prill. McCoy remains out on bond pending the hearing. And in other news for today, A fast-moving response by deputies in Lapeer County led to the arrest of a 19-year-old man following reports of suspicious activity in North Branch. Authorities say 911 was called on Thursday afternoon about a man loitering at an apartment complex, where deputies made contact with the suspect in a parking lot and discovered he was carrying a concealed handgun. When deputies attempted to take him into custody, the man then fled on foot, prompting a short pursuit, where he was quickly apprehended before reaching nearby businesses. Investigators later determined that the 9mm handgun that was in his possession had been stolen from another county. The suspect now faces several charges, including possession of a stolen firearm, carrying a concealed weapon, and resisting arrest. He was arraigned on Friday and remains held in the Lapeer County Jail on a $30,000 bond with a probable cause hearing scheduled for early April. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.